Day 6, Taming Your Inner Critic. Welcome to Day 6 of this meditation series. As always, I am so happy to be here with you. I am hoping that now, as we enter into the second half of this series, that you are feeling a little more relaxed, a little more aware, a little more present towards your experiences. Perhaps you have been using your breath or your senses. Perhaps you have been curious about your thoughts. We are all unique and will experience the benefits of mindfulness in different ways at different times. So trust in the process and know that change will come through continued practice. Remember, drop by drop, we fill our cup. In our last session, we focused on developing an awareness of our thoughts. We introduced the idea that you are not your thoughts, you are the awareness that notices these thoughts. Today, we shall move our awareness to that part of ourselves that can be critical. We may call it our inner critic, our saboteur, our negative voice. It doesn't matter what we call it, we all have one. Sometimes it is so familiar and subtle that we don't even realize it's there. Even whilst being familiar and subtle, negative thoughts about ourselves have a real physical effect on our bodies, our minds, and our hearts. Negative self-talk stimulates the stress response in us, and over the long term can lead to worry, anxiety, and feelings of low self-worth. It can even result in us questioning our abilities as mothers. Mindfulness for mums is about being on your own side, not letting the inner critic take over, not letting the regrets of the past or the concerns and doubt for the future get in the way of what is here in front of you right now. So let's take a moment now to settle into a comfortable position, closing down your eyes if you like. Let's begin today's meditation with three deep, mindful breaths, in and out, in your own time. Letting go of anything that doesn't serve you right now. Arriving here. Taking some time now to gently check in with yourself. How does your body feel today? Are there parts of your body that feel tense or tired? If there are places of tightness, can you offer them a gentle, soothing breath? Does your body feel light or heavy? Perhaps you feel relieved to have stopped moving, to be still. Whatever your experience is, can you be okay with it? And how does your mind feel today? Alert, busy, peaceful, sharp, fluid. With over 50,000 thoughts a day, they cannot all be new. In fact, research suggests that up to 90% of our thoughts are reoccurring. We all have self-critical thoughts that are reoccurring in our mind. They are like music tracks that play on repeat day after day. Inviting you now to spend some time identifying some of your self-critical thoughts. Some of the tracks that play day after day in your mind, sometimes loud, sometimes so quietly you almost can't hear them. What are some of the themes that regularly take over your mind? Do you spend time ruminating about past parenting decisions? Do you hold a deep belief that other women are better mothers than you? Are you critical about your physical appearance? Do you worry that you aren't coping as well as you should be? Are you hard on yourself when you feel frustrated by some of the challenges that motherhood brings? Are you self-critical when the expectations you hold for yourself as a mother are not met? I invite you now to spend some time imagining you are sitting on a large smooth rock by a gentle flowing river. The river is clean and cool and makes a subtle trickling noise as the water streams by. You can feel a slight breeze on your skin. The air feels warm and moist. You feel calm and relaxed. You are surrounded by rocks of different shapes, sizes, and textures. One of these rocks grabs your attention. You pick it up. You notice its details, its color, its texture. Imagining now that this rock represents one of the criticisms you hold about yourself. Feel how heavy it is in your hand. Feel how it weighs you down. When you are ready, throw this rock into the river, watching it sink, falling heavy to the bottom of the riverbed. How do you feel after throwing the rock and the negative self-talk into the river? Noticing any feelings of lightness, of relief, of freedom. Taking a moment now to pick up another rock, again, noticing its details, noticing its weight in your hand. What self-criticism does this rock represent to you? When you are ready, throw it into the river. Watch it sink to the riverbed below. Letting go, letting be. Feeling light, feeling free. Visualizations like these can be helpful in taming the inner critic. How did you find this experience? No right or wrong, just being curious. Another helpful strategy for taming your inner critic can be to offer yourself some soothing, supportive phrases in response to critical thoughts. For example, if you are thinking, "I'm such a terrible mother for getting angry with the kids," you may respond, "I won't always get it right, but I am trying my best." I am going to suggest some phrases that may appeal to you. After I have said the phrase, gently and silently repeat it to yourself in your mind, being curious about which phrase speaks to you. I am trying my best. It's okay to feel this way. It's okay when things don't go to plan. I cannot control everything. I could not have predicted that. I am learning all the time. I want to be a good mother. Can you relate to any of these supportive phrases? What phrases could you use to support yourself when you notice your inner critic at work? So, spending some time now tapping into your own inner wisdom, how can you support yourself when your inner critic appears? Perhaps you will use a letting go visualization, perhaps a supportive phrase, or even a few soothing breaths. Offering yourself a gentle commitment now about how you would like to respond to your inner critic. Sealing this commitment with 3 deep mindful breaths. Slowly finding movement through your fingers and toes. Taking any other movements your body needs. When you are ready, please open your eyes. Perhaps today you will feel inspired to journal or to share your experiences with a friend. May you find ways to be on your own side. I look forward to joining you for day 7, when we will explore feeling grateful for your body.